Every year, the Haunted Attraction Association gives a state of the industry presentation. This year, however, was a little different, and it's not just because of the pandemic. You see, before this year's presentation, the incoming leadership team sent out a survey. And what did the survey say? Well, there were some issues.
Overall, how would you rate the HAI and how we're supporting the industry right now? Low is one, four is high. So the average right now is a 2.5 average number of this specific question. This is no surprise to us, because one of the things that we talked about in our internal assessment is that we need to be doing more, and we're not doing it.
That's Spencer, and he's the incoming president. So the Haunted Attraction Association knows they need to do more. But what does that mean exactly? Well, Spencer has a plan. Coming up on today's show, we're taking you into this year's State of the Industry meeting to discuss how the Haunted Attraction Association is changing. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip. Stay with us. Okay, first, the HAA identified three things that members really wanted.
Access to resources, personal growth, and being connected as part of a network. These three things consistently were the majority of what we talked about when it comes to what we want as members.
Okay, did you get that? Networking, personal growth, and resources. To address the first two, the association is setting up 12 online seminars and making a member-only Facebook group.
Networking was by far the highest demand of what people want, and we're going to make that happen. We have technology now. Obviously, most of us are using Zoom at this point, so it makes no sense that we should not be harnessing that. 12 minimum online networking resources and sharing opportunities. Again, they're going to be networking-based and learning-based. So from the networking perspective, we're going to do a couple of mixers. We'll also be looking at attendance levels, because what's applicable for me at Fear Factory Haunted House in Salt Lake City is not going to be the same as a home haunt in Oklahoma. It's going to be different. We'll be creating a specific members-only Facebook group page. That's where we're going to be sharing a lot of this content, all the resources, the videos, a lot of extra data that's going to be available for you all. We're still going to send out screen zines and all the different things that you're used to getting as well, because some people still prefer an email. We still prefer screen zine versus digital, and we want to make sure that we're diversifying that.
The monthly seminars and Facebook group will give networking and growth, and the board plans to offer themselves up as additional resources.
Education, sharing knowledge, being mentors and resources, these are all things that we also agree that we want to be able to do more. Alan Hopps, one of our other board members, had a really great idea and said, why don't we create a directory where you all know who we are, where you can reach out to us? And that's part of this Facebook group, is that we'll be able to all be in there. So if you're like, hey, I got a question, someone's hitting me up about ADA, I don't know very much about the compliance for ADA, who can I reach out to? Pull up the board list. There'll be a list of expertise rated on low, medium, and high of how well we understand that specific content. Some of us know it better than others, but then reach out to us, please. That's what we want. We want to be able to be a better resource. If we don't have the knowledge, we do know who does. That's the reality. So we want to be able to build this network a lot stronger.
So that's the plan to address the three major concerns that came up at the beginning. But how will the association fund this stuff without compromising other services? Well, with some budget tweaking.
How do we spend membership money? You know, there's things on here that we currently have that you're telling us that we don't necessarily need. So we're going to go back and reevaluate. Like, obviously, HAA member shirts, that's the lowest thing that's on there. Maybe we don't need to have member shirts as much. Member portal docs, obviously, was really big. So the crisis hotline, the member portal documents, chaos training is the number one highest thing that's on there. So we want to make sure that we're providing that.
Okay, let's recap. The HAA's survey showed unhappy members. The three things members wanted most are networking, resources, and personal growth. So the association will cut back spending on shirts and swag to provide monthly seminars and get more networking opportunities. Great. Got it. But the HAA's mission is not just to do that stuff, but it's also to promote, protect, and educate the entire industry. Luckily, the new initiatives fit in with that mission, but they don't cover the entire thing. That's where Spencer's team came in to make a three-year plan to fulfill their entire mission. It involves new initiatives, but also keeping and broadening some of the current initiatives that are popular with members. Okay, let's listen to the rest of the details of the three-year plan.
From there, we built a three-year plan, and that plan is divided into different sections. So there's a low-hanging fruit, middle-hanging fruit, high-hanging fruit, year one, year two, year three. Now let's talk about the plan. Our mission has three components: promote, protect, and educate. So for promoting, when it comes to marketing, again, we're gonna market the industry better, more efficiently. We're also gonna be doing a better job of also marketing ourselves. On the networking end, obviously this Facebook membership group, that's gonna be a big deal to really help connect people and connect resources and connect our industry better. I think a lot of times we feel very fragmented. Even for us as Fear Factory, when we were trying to figure out what in the world we were gonna do for COVID, we reached out to a few folks and we were trying to connect with people, and we wanted to be able to have a place we could have done that more faster and collectively. And so this is where this Facebook group is going to be really helpful. On the event side, we're going to continue the events that we're doing. Obviously, State of the Industry, Oscars, yesterday was the auction. We're also looking at 2 years out of creating specific HAA member events, or we're going to be sponsoring and collaborating with some partners. When it comes to the protect side of things, we're obviously going to continue the chaos class. Our chaos class is by far the number one thing that most people think is beneficial for for not only HAA membership, but industry-wide. How do we protect each other at the end of the day? If something bad is gonna happen in one haunted house, every one of us in the room just got affected. The resource library. So this is one of the big things that Cody's gonna be working on as vice president. We wanna be able to put that all in one place so that members can go to that, figure out what they need to do, and do some pre-planning before hopefully there's a crisis that they have to take care of. Part of that resource library includes HR. So think of intellectual property policy, or a drug policy, or an attendance policy, or any kind of policies or procedures that are part of an HR handbook or a handbook for employees or volunteers. Our Fear Factory one is like 42 pages. And so we're looking at all of those different policies, as well as working with the Society of Human Resource Management to be able to give that policy, and you all be able to put copy and paste it. You'll be able to put your logo on there, call it a day. You have those policies, which now protects you as owners and operators. It reduces your liability, and your staff's gonna have better training. We'll start seeing those resources hit before this fall season. When it comes to educating, we're looking at specific things for both in-person and online. Typically, HAA has been an in-person only. That is shifting dramatically. We certainly are still going to do a lot of in-house here at Transworld. We're looking at other conventions. We're gonna try and get one or two classes, chaos classes at MHC, hopefully this year, if not by next year for sure. But the idea is we wanna be able to do more. We also announced last year that chaos certification has a 3-year limit. Some states, they actually require their attractions to go through chaos certification in order to operate in that state. That now has a new process that includes recertification. So one of the things that we'll be doing is we're gonna offer that recertification online so that you don't have to be here for just one credit. That just doesn't make sense. If you still wanna be here at Transworld, you wanna be part of the party and do the learning and networking, great. But we want to give that resource available online. So by 2023, that's going to be happening online, and we'll have a single credit class that will be your recertification for that. And that'll actually be a specific class to capture everything. And then of course, further education. We're looking at a training certification program that's going to happen industry-wide. Again, this is for chaos, specific to actors. So think of a standardized training for if your actors can touch customers. There needs to be a standardization for that. Weapons training, health and hygiene, sexual harassment. Those are all things that we can bundle together, create a certification program within chaos for actors. If you take this, the promote, protect, and educate, and expand that and really drill down what we're gonna be doing, this is that plan. I don't wanna go over all of it in detail because I know we don't have a ton of time, but I am gonna cover a couple of things specifically that we haven't covered yet. Obviously, one of the other things that we want to do, we talked about this already, is we're recording this specific seminar. We'll be recording content like the Oscars Awards that we'll be able to then distribute industry-wide for folks that are not here at Transworld. The PR campaign, for most people, if you don't know, the PR campaign, if you think about when you see USA Today or the Travel Channel or Forbes or any of these national media outlets that say, here's our top 50 haunted houses in the country, and you'll see these different names that are on there, and you're like, I wonder how they get on the list. It's the PR campaign. So what we do is all of our members, we take that information, they submit content, they submit pictures, that then goes to the PR campaign, which is headed up by Lou Hammond Group. They then take that to the national media publications, and when those folks need to run a story on Halloween or safety or actors or you name it, they go to that resource list and say, oh, this is a haunted house that's in Tennessee. I can do a local story specific to that within my local market. That's how that happens. We're that connection point. So that's a pretty big deal. And you can say, I think that was the number three thing that people said was most beneficial for them as a member. So that's the PR campaign. Obviously, top haunts by year 2024, we're looking at creating a multi-tiered top haunts program. That's something that we've been brainstorming for a couple of years, and we're looking at how we're going to do that, what that criteria is going to be. Because right now, a lot of times people say, oh, HAA is just for the biggest haunted houses in the country. That is not true. We have small haunted houses, we have nonprofits, we have 10,000 or less attendants that are on the board. Most of us were home haunters at one point in time, and so we want to find out ways that we can reward folks that are just kicking butt in our industry on smaller levels, medium levels, and large levels. So we're looking at what that's going to be and how that criteria is going to affect members specifically, which that is an exclusion. Members are the only ones that are available for those awards. Networking, making sure, you know, obviously all the training that we've talked about, the mixers, everything that we're going to be doing, plus hopefully having some HAA events, which will help us just better network. We'll also have a member directory. For those of you that are members, you're going to be able to get all of those resources together. So if you're traveling to another state, you're like, hey, I'm going to drive through Illinois and I want to go stay a couple of haunted houses. We'll pull the state up and actually check it out. You'll be able to connect them and see what you can figure out from there. Last but not least, the events, of course, that we're looking at, how we're going to do those. Robert's also going to be heading up a really cool production shift. So if you haven't been to Oscars in the past couple of years, this will be probably one of the last times you're going to see it in this form. It's going to be a full production next year. We'll be working with vendors. So you're going to be able to actually put some pretty cool props in there. It'll be very interactive. Lighting, the whole works. We're a show business. Like, we put on shows, and we think that the award should also be a show. So we'll be looking at how we're going to roll that out. Hopefully by next year, it'll be really awesome. Protect, that'll be a certified vendor program. There are rumors and stories and evidence as far as that there are some vendors that aren't as good as others. We want to make sure that we're creating a plan to, again, protect our membership so that they know who they should be buying from, who they shouldn't be buying from. We recognize that being the police in the industry is very tricky, but it's something that we think is beneficial, that the members think is beneficial. So we're going to be looking at how that criteria is going to be evaluated, kind of like a Better Business Bureau, but in a little bit of a different form. And obviously, that's the feasibility studies to figure out how that's going to happen. We're also creating advisory committees. How many of you have your members, and if you could have had legal counsel available to you, even for 15 minutes, be like, hey, something's happening. I need some direction on who do I go to? What do I do? Would that be beneficial? Legal counsel? 85% of you said yes, according to the study. We're creating an advisory council of both members and board members and members from literally the entire spread of the legal world. Those folks are going to be available. We're building an advisory committee for that so that members have an access resource point for that. Same thing with marketing. That was the number two thing that people said was mostly important to them of how they can better run an operation. So we're partnering with some marketing folks to be able to really build a stronger marketing campaign, as well as how we get content out to you all as members, but then also how you have support in the marketing world. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. Same thing with home haunting. Home haunting and startups, there's going to be an advisory committee for that, because again, those are out there. In my chaos class that Brett Molitor, a past president, and I taught, I think probably 70-80% of the room had never been to Transworld before, and 40% of them were new operators or home haunters. So we know that's growing, and as an industry, if you can't feel it yet, there is a very large shift that's happening within our industry. And so we want to make sure that we're ready for it, and that we can promote those people so they can come in, we strengthen the industry, we make more money. Pretty soon we'll take over the entertainment industry. So let's talk about benefits really quick. Our goal is that by 2023, the highest tier that we have, $250 level, we want to make that $1,000 value. Last year, we partnered as a board with Fearworm and just said, hey, we have members that are asking us about marketing stuff. Do you mind if you can help us do something? 100% success rate of what this was. And so they've agreed to do this for the next 3 years for members. So it's a $250 value free social media marketing audit. There's no strings attached. You don't get to buy anything. It's not a discount. It literally is them looking at your analytics. They're going to do an evaluation for you of what their audit entails, and they're going to provide you resources and content to be able to increase your current marketing strategy. That's it. Second thing, for those of you that know Brian, Hunter's Toolbox is a really good resource in our industry. There are hundreds of videos and content about how-tos, trainings, panels, discussions, what to do in our industry, all topic, very diversified. So we went to Brian, instead of us recreating the wheel and saying, oh, we're just gonna do all this again. Again, this is us going back and supporting our vendors. So in this case, we went to Brian and said, Brian, you already have the resource that's available. How do we do this together? And in doing so, we'll help subsidize part of this, but members get a 2-for-1, essentially. So a lot of the people I've already talked to at our HAA booth have said, oh yeah, I'm already doing that. So to wrap up, so we essentially took your feedback. That was the idea. We took your feedback from the entire area, from the association, from the industry, from our members, from our board. We took the feedback. The next step was to listen, to figure out what you need, be able to create some goals based off of what you need and what we have. That's where the action plan comes in. We're currently in this motion already. Two of the three advisory committees are already put together. Of these 70 different points within this 2.0 plan, I would say probably 30 of them are things we're already doing. Another 25 of them are already in motion. And the goal is to by 4 or 5 months out, we want to be able to do a full launch of this. And then of course, we're going to be trickling and adding on based on our 1-year, 2-year, and 3-year plan. And of course, everything's going to be measured. So again, this is us as a board, as an accountability measure, is we're going to be standing up here next year having the same conversation whether we met this goal or not. And we're going to have checkpoints up here as far as what we did great, what we didn't do great, how we can make sure that we're doing things better across the board. So, thanks for being here. Right. Sorry for the long-winded, but hopefully it's good info. Raise your hand if this was helpful and you feel good about kind of the direction we're going.
Well, that was a lot. And I don't blame you if you couldn't catch everything or if you missed a few things. If you want to watch the entire video, you can do that on our YouTube or on the Haunted Attraction Association's Facebook page. Now, I guess the next question is, at next year's show, will the Haunted Attraction Association measure up? We'll see. Today's show is produced by me, Philip Hernandez. I also did the editing of today's show, and post-production was by David Swope. The presentation was recorded by Todd Fedition and provided to us for use by the Haunted Attraction Association. Today's show is made possible by support from Gantam Lighting and Controls. Gantam illuminates attractions worldwide with the world's smallest intelligent spotlights. If you want to learn about what Gantam is up to and see some of our new lights, you can sign up for a free demo and a chat with our sales team at www.gantam.com/demo. That's gantam.com/demo. The Haunted Attraction Network is also supported by our partner stations. Those stations include Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first haunted attraction and scare attraction podcast, A Scott in the Dark, periodic podcast for haunters, and Hauntopic Radio, one of the OG podcasts around, let's be honest. I listen to all their shows and I suggest you do as well. Since you're already in your podcast player, go ahead and give them a try and see if you enjoy some of their shows. All right, until next time, haunters, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.